Today we celebrate the solemnity of Corpus Christi, Latin for the body of Christ. As you know, there were 7 sacraments given by Christ to his church. 2 are for healing, 2 are social, and 3 are of initiation: baptism, Holy Communion, and confirmation. And today we celebrate, honour, review, and ponder the mystery of Holy Communion, the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist, hidden under the appearances of bread and wine. This is the truth Christ taught at the synagogue in Capernaum. He said, "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will not have life in you." Then he adds, "This is not normal physical life, but eternal life." There are 3 words in Greek for the word life in English. And the word he uses here, or at least in the scriptures, is zoe, which is spiritual life. In other words, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you won't have my spiritual life in your soul. To nourish your soul now and to lead your soul to then, eternity. So we now are dwelling upon the mystery of our faith, a mystery we can't see with our eyes, and yet it's a fact that we must believe. From the 9th century to our present day, God, knowing that we are stubborn and sometimes very ignorant, has revealed to us this mystery in scientific terms. I say scientific terms because mysteries of faith baffle us, yet science we seem to assimilate so readily. So from the 9th century to our present day, there's what we call Eucharistic miracles that have occurred throughout the world, where God's almost bent over backwards to convince us this is not physical bread. It's my body and blood under the appearances of bread and wine. Go back to the miracle of Lanciano. You can Google Lanciano and go into the shrine there. Since the 9th century, we have a Eucharistic miracle there in Italy. Of course, the feast of the day is based upon a Eucharistic miracle at Bolsena, not far from Orvieto, where the host bled upon the altar linen. And the Pope said, "This is a miracle. Let us have a feast," and hence today's solemnity, of which the hymns and the sequence were written by a great theologian called Thomas Aquinas. And there's been many other Eucharistic miracles right up to our present day. Pope Francis, when he was the Archbishop of Cardinal of Argentina, I don't think he was the Cardinal then, just Archbishop, he was shown a Eucharistic miracle that happened at the church. A discarded host that someone had left behind was bleeding blood. And they had it scientifically analysed, and they found that the blood came from the human heart. Furthermore, that the heart had suffered trauma before dying. Which heart do you know? A divine heart that suffered trauma, the trauma of the lance, as it was struck at the moment of death on Calvary. So you can have a look at that Eucharistic miracle in Argentina just a few years ago of the bleeding host, which has human blood. And the DNA all matches with the other Eucharistic miracles down through the ages. So this is a really realistic scientific proof that God has given to us to help us in our weakness of faith. And the whole thing hangs upon 2 words, appearance and reality. In theological terms, what we see out there, it comes to us through our senses, and we call them accidents. The sight, the hearing, these are the visual representations of reality. Then it comes into our mind. What you sometimes see as accidental images or sight or sound or smell doesn't actually always convey the reality of what something is. Take, for example, a mirage on the road. What you see is not what you get. There's actually no water there, but at a distance there looks to be water. Of course, when we have a head cold and our senses are blocked, things don't taste true to type. We have deception in our palate. And of course, sometimes we're sleeping in a strange house and we hear sounds in the
underneath the floorboards that might sound like a child crying. It's actually a cat. And yet our senses deceive us. So often we can be lying in a swagger in the desert looking up at the sky, and the stars seem to be so close. We can almost touch them, yet they're planets. So far from our planet, it's hard to imagine. So our senses, what comes into us through our sight, hearing, smell, touch, and taste, can deceive us. They can trick us. The reality and the appearance aren't always as they ought to be. And that's exactly what's happening in the Eucharistic Mass. Mass, of course, is made up of two segments, the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. In the Liturgy of the Eucharist, there's three phases, the offertory, the consecration, and Holy Communion, which pull together the three great events in the life of Christ. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday. He offers himself on Holy Thursday, Good Friday, he dies for us, Easter Sunday, he rises for us. They're the three phases of every Mass. And of course, we relive them. We re-enter into that moment when he did all that for us through the sacramental signs of bread and wine, which we offer to God, and then God doesn't bless them. I know the word blessed is used, but he consecrates them, changes them into his body and blood. And that's why the priest's hands come down over the bread and wine and the bells rung. It's called the epiclesis of the Mass. That's symbolic of the Holy Spirit descending upon bread and wine. The appearance will remain as such, but the actual reality, the substance, will change into his body and blood. And of course, God does all that to feed our souls in this life and to prepare us for the next life. As our parents just don't give birth to us, but they also then feed us from our mother's body, we live from her body, so too the body of Christ, which is our spiritual mother, the Church, just doesn't give birth to us in baptism, but then feeds us with the flesh of Christ, his body and blood, under the appearances of bread and wine. And of course, as you know, in receiving the host, we receive all of Christ, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. So you don't have to receive under both kinds, to receive the fullness of God's presence in Holy Communion. These are great mysteries. We get perhaps too used to them because we partake of them so often. But today is a good day to stop, ponder, and wonder at this great gift, this hidden gift, this spiritual gift, this mystery where God comes and feeds our souls in preparation for life eternal. In honour of, therefore, the great solemnity of Corpus Christi, we're having a procession at 11 o'clock. God will lift the fog, and we'll process around the church, come back into the church, and then we'll have adoration until midday. So you're more than welcome to come back and honour our Lord on this great feast day, where we thank him for the gift of himself. Thomas Aquinas, in writing the hymns and the sequence for today's Mass, gave us just one verse, I'll finish with this, from a lovely hymn called Adorate. And it basically is all about reality and appearance. Don't trust your senses, trust rather God's word. This is what he wrote. Seeing, touching, tasting are indeed deceived. How says trust your hearing? That shall be believed. What God's Son has told me, take for truth I do. Truth himself speaks truly, or there's nothing true.